With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hello, chickens. Oh, what an exciting day. I've woken up to the news. I mean, look, I'm recording this at nighttime, the night before, so I haven't woken up. Anyway, there's a new Doctor Who. Shruti Gatwa, who if you watch Sex Education on Netflix, I feel weird even saying the name of that show in this nice, clean podcast that I do. Anyway, he plays Eric in that show on Netflix, soon to be in the Barbie film as well with Australia's favourite. why have I forgotten her name? I can't even remember Harley Quinn. I remember her name. Oh, my God, I've met her and everything. Like, we hung out at a taping of Sean McAuliffe's show, you know, where they sit in there talking about your generation, and she's lovely. Why has her name gone out of my head? Oh, my God, I've completely lost my mind. This is what I get, is like, Margot Robbie. this is what it's like to be this age. Suddenly things just fall right out of your head. Anyway, he's going to be in Barbie because you know Margot Robbie is Barbie. Enough about Barbie. Let's talk about Doctor Who. So I know a few people are going to be disappointed because there had been a lot of talk about David Tennant returning to the role. And I really do hope he's there for the anniversary special. You know, he's got to be there for the 60th anniversary. Why wouldn't he be? Because, you know, it's not like he's kept away from the role very long. It reminds me of, like, when John Pertwee left, like, about 10 minutes later, he was kind of, like, all over it again. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm the Doctor. And he always just kind of insisted, I am the Doctor, even though Tom Baker was doing it for 7 years after that. John Pertwee was always kind of, like, in everyone's faces. And I feel like David Tennant's been the same. It's like, no, I'm still the Doctor. No, don't forget. He's never let it go. So Shruti is 29 years old, which seems young, but if you remember, he is 2 years older than Matt Smith was when he took the role, and what an amazing performance that was as a 27-year-old. So, yeah, I have every faith that this is going to be great. Also, he's been cast by Russell T. Davis, so, you know, it's going to be amazing. I'm sure that all of the you know, the go work, go broke crowd who hate Jodie Whittaker are horrified that a person of colour is going to be playing the Doctor now. Because part of them will be going, oh, at least it's a man again. But then it's not a 700-year-old white man, which is probably what they were hoping for. Although maybe they weren't. I don't know. I don't know what goes on in the minds of the go work, go broke crowd, but they are a very strange group of people and they make a lot of very annoying YouTube videos that seem to always turn up in my algorithm. And it's like, I don't want this. This is not my life. I'm not interested in this business. Like, I'm not interested in people shouting about how the last Marvel movie was ruined because they cast a woman in it. How dare you make a woman Captain Marvel? It's the worst thing that's ever happened. So, yeah, I am very excited. And just like kind of a, like the cast announcement was really cute. It was both Shudi and Russell T. Davis had put on their Instagrams just two hearts with a plus and a blue square. So obviously two hearts, the Doctor has two hearts and the blue square is the TARDIS, and Russell T. Davis just commented on that Instagram post going, into the future. So yeah, and then BBC announced it on Twitter and all their other social media outlets, and now everyone is running with it. So it's exciting. It's a new day. I'm so sad that we're going to lose Jodie though, because I have absolutely adored her performance. I know some of the people who emailed this podcast are not fans, but you know, that's fine. That's your choice and that's how you feel. And I don't want to discount your feelings, but I absolutely love her and I think she's great. So yeah, I'm going to miss her a lot and her mad manic energy. And I saw an interview with her once where she was talking about how she plays the role, and she sort of like went, I'm like, and was doing these hand movements all over the place, and I was like, yes, that's exactly what it's like. It's kind of, you know, it's like she walks into a room and she's about to talk and is distracted by something out of the corner of her eye and starts talking to that thing. And that's, I kind of love that. So I'm going to miss that part of it. Cause I kind of felt like Matt Smith had that sort of energy as well. So yeah, it's an exciting day when you get a new Doctor. How do you all feel about this new actor? I can't say I've seen him in anything. He doesn't have a huge CV, as far as television and film roles go. I mean, you know, 24 episodes of a TV show is amazing, but it's not a show I've watched. Although everyone says it's amazing, and I do love Gillian Anderson, so I probably should watch it realistically. But I hadn't seen anything of Matt Smith when he got the role. I did then go and watch that thing with him and Billy Piper, the Philip Pullman, was it the Ruby and the Smoke or one of those, or the Sally Lockhart Mysteries? I enjoyed that. So maybe I'll go and watch all of the Sex Educations now. I said it again. I feel weird. but he has done a lot of theatre. Like, he's done like Midsummer Night's Dream and all that kind of thing. He's been, you know, he's it's not like he's new to to acting. Look, he seems quite flamboyant if you go to his Instagram. So I figure he's going to be hilarious and fun and just be, oh, it's exciting. It's like, so I want to know how you feel. Like, how do you feel about getting a new Doctor? I mean, this is our 14th one. Like, I haven't been through all of them. I gotta say, like, you know, my first one, I guess, was Peter Davison, because I kind of like, my first ever episode I watched was the final episode of Planet of the Spiders. So as far as I knew, the lead actor changed all the time. Like, from the very first episode, it's like, oh, now he's someone else. So yeah, I didn't have that kind of, you know, I kind of just understood that John Pertwee and Tom Baker both played the same role and it was fine. But then because Tom Baker was there for so long, through much of my childhood, so I would have been 10, I think, when it was announced that Peter Davison was taking over. So it was a big deal. I was like, what? So yeah, it's going to be full on. Was I 10, I guess, 10 or 11? Yeah. So, and then, you know, they came every couple of years after that. Some of them unwillingly. And then there were no Doctors for a very long time. I was even excited about Paul McCann when that was announced. So yeah, it's kind of fun. Like, I'm excited. It's, you know, it's bittersweet, isn't it? Because it's like, you know, and I love the way they do it in the show sometimes. Like, here's someone that you love and they've gone, but they're still there. Like, I know I've read it out to you guys before, my fan fiction that I wrote for the fan fiction comedy show, which was basically about Sarah dealing with this person who was like her best friend and she loved, but also a constant reminder of grief, of, you know, having lost someone that she also adored. So even though it's the same person, like, it's, and I feel like we all go through that as fans. Like, we all go through this emotion of, here's someone that I'm unsure of because they're new. I don't know how I feel about them. Like, I was really not okay when Matt Smith was announced because I'm like, he's a kid. Like, how is he going to play the Doctor? And then, you know, by the end of the 11th hour, his first episode, I'm like, oh, he's my new favorite Doctor. Like, seriously, within an hour. I think it's going to be fine. I think we're all going to be fine. But it's a weird emotion. I'm also sad that it's been announced before it was in the show. Like, I would love to have had that reveal. Although I guess, you know, I would have just gone, who's this guy? So that's part of the, you know, I guess the reason for doing an announcement is that, you know, so everyone can kind of get on board. We can all now go and watch every season of that show on Netflix. I'm not going to say the name because, like, if I say it a third time, I'm sure this becomes an explicit podcast and have to tick the explicit box. Is that how it works? I don't know. Is it... Is it like the Candyman? If you say it three times, it manifests. But yeah, exciting. So I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. And today's episode of the podcast is obviously the final one, if you're listening on to the regular feed, of me talking about the Infinite Quest, which has been going on for... a million years. I've talked about it twice as long as it existed. All right, your thoughts, your theories, send them to me. I would love, we'll have a bonus episode of reactions.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.